The president and Hillary Clinton. What's really going on between them? Now, Bill Clinton's pastor, the man advising the president in his moment of crisis, talks.
Clearly, this is a difficult time, isn't it? Wouldn't it be for any family?
Excuse me.
This young gymnast fears her father, and this married man says so does he. Court papers claim Dominique's dad tried to hire a hitman to kill him.
Somebody left to die for his daughter to have happiness?
Exclusive. Dominique's close friend talks.
I never expected to have to go through anything like this in my life.
She may have mail, but most likely it's not from her mother.
She was incensed, furious.
Actress Meg Ryan and her troubled relationship with her mom. Plus, at his first public appearance since he revealed he had Parkinson's disease, actor Michael J. Fox. Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hi, everybody, and thank you for joining us. President Clinton has left the Middle East, headed to Olympic gymnast Dominique Mochiano and her father. There has been one friend who's been closer to Dominique than any other. That friend is Brian Huggins, and he spoke with Steve Noble.
She wants to be normal, not living in fear of being harassed or stalked.
Brian Huggins is talking about his close friend, gymnast Dominique Mochiano. Since tumbling to an Olympic gold medal, Dominique has stumbled into a court battle to keep her father away.
Excuse me.
What?
Intimidates me a lot.
You've probably heard about Dominique's case against her family, how the 17-year-old was declared independent by the court, and how she then sought and received an order of protection against her father. But you may not have heard from Brian Huggins, one of the pivotal players in the case.
Was this a happy family? For the most time. I mean, I swear for a year I didn't think I saw her smile.
Brian's role in Dominique's life began when the contractor helped her father build the family's gym. Brian and Dominique became friends, and that friendship has become grounds for accusation. In fact, Dimitri Mochiano has even alleged that the 31-year-old Brian and his teenage daughter were lovers.
With all due respect to your wife and your son, did you have an affair with Dominique?
No. That's ludicrous. Dominique's never had a boyfriend. She's never gone on a date.
Brian admits that he and the gymnast did travel to the Cayman Islands together, but he says they did it to simply avoid Dimitri.
People have got to realize that he had just been stalking his daughter relentlessly, hired investigators to follow her as well as myself, had been harassing her, threatening her, following her, and then we're informed by three homicide detectives that he's taken out a contract on my life.
Police are investigating a claim made in court that Dimitri offered $10,000 to have both Huggins and the coach killed, a charge Dimitri has denied.
Did you discuss hiring your investigator to kill Brian Huggins?
Objection, Your Honor, irrelevant.
Overruled. Under Fifth Amendment,
I remember driving back from her apartment after talking to those detectives, thinking every car that pulled up beside me might be somebody trying to shoot me. You're in a state of fear, you're kind of in a state of shock.
And where did he hit you?
In the face. And before the Olympics.
Last week, a judge ruled in Dominique's favor, and now Dimitri cannot contact his daughter for a year.
I would hope that at least one thing she gets out of this is a little peace and happiness. She deserves that much.
But how about Brian? Does he regret lending a helping hand to a friend?
I saw no other choice, and my wife saw no other choice than to step in and offer some type of support. It's been a little nightmare. I never expected to have to go through anything like this in my life.
Nightmares never used to rattle Dominique. After all, she was the golden girl who stood up to Olympic pressure. But now, she and her supporters live with this on their minds.
Yeah, now it sits in. You always got to be afraid of what Dimitri's next move is going to be.
And Brian Huggins himself has a temporary restraining order against Dominique's father.